Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada. And I have to warn you now, just so you know, I'm going to use a controversial term, an uncomfortable term for some people coming up here in just a moment. Just wanted to cross my mind about imagery, the images we choose and how things are perceived. You know, they say a picture says 1,000 words, or a picture is worth 1,000 words. So I'm just, you know, as I sit here and talk and babble on and talk with you, I check out different sites. And I was on Carson Now, and I wanted to see what was happening in Carson. And as I'm scrolling through and I'm getting to this story about Governor Sisolak, whatever you want to call him, who should be recalled, by the way, go to fightfornevada.com. The petitions will come out when we have the number of volunteers we need to get the petitions out. So it could be next month. It could be the month after that. We've got to have the volunteers in place to gather the signatures, especially with, you know, the possibility Fauci keeps putting out there another shutdown. 30,000 new cases of coronavirus. That's disturbing to him. It's not disturbing to me. More testing is being done, and what he's not telling you is those people don't necessarily have the virus now. They've just tested positive for the virus. Probably never even got sick. Ugh. These one-sided stories. So as I was looking at the story of Sisolak and what he's doing right now and working on for, you know, green cars in the future rather than unemployment issues. You know, we just don't work on the serious things. Let's go work on something that'll make us look good. Again, it's imagery. Let's work on something that makes us look positive. He's doing something for by 2024. Well, he definitely better get that signed because he's not going to be around in 2024. But then I pop across this picture and it's like, what the hell is this? And then I come across the article for the Nevada Artists Association presenting their 2020 Spirit of America show. And what looks to me like a bronze vagina on the front page. And I'm scrolling through all these beautiful pictures of Nevadans' artwork. I love that sailboat, or I love that boat that's just floating in the water. And of course, that looks like a Native American bag. But no, the first picture that they have, which is probably supposed to be a fossil of some sort, but just that first imagery you get is of lady parts. And I do have it on very good authority from friends who work at NDOT that if you go along all that beautiful wall that's down at the intersection there here in Reno, all that beautiful wall work you see of the ocean, of different things in the ocean, yeah, it was made to look like women's anatomy. When you come across some parts that say, God, you know what that looks like? Yeah, that's what it's supposed to look like. The artist thought, you know, well, let's have a laugh with this, which is just disturbing, actually. Of course, people say if you see that, you know, in your mind, then you're disturbed. But hey, what can I say? Let's go back to a few of the texts and emails that we're getting. This is from Anonymous. I contacted Cortez Masto's office in Reno and got unemployment 2 weeks later after waiting 3 months. That coming after our discussion just about somebody calling Amadé's office. Monique contacting Amadé's office for her son, who has basically been without unemployment since the beginning. So what does that say about Amadé's office? It can go either two ways. Either he's not trying hard enough, or since Masto is a Democrat, then Sisolak will listen. So if you're not a Democrat, forget it. You have no chance here in the state of Nevada right now, which should make you even more concerned. It's not what is best for Nevadans. It is what is best for Democrat Nevadans. So, Monique, there you go. Don't contact our one Republican in office. Contact Masto's office, because she's the golden child personally selected and groomed by Harry Reid. I wouldn't be surprised if she runs for governor at some point. Wouldn't be surprised at all. Because that's how the mentoring, that's how the molding, that's how it all works. Thank you for that. Saw a video of Antifa getting in the faces of the police, telling them to go home. The thing the police should have done is leave the scene and tell Trump supporters they're all yours. See how fast the Antifa babies start begging for the police to help them again. Well, yeah, that is probably very true. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Neil this morning. Hi, Neil.
Hi. I wanted to give you an opinion on this, and it's about your what you're talking about a minute ago about Sisolak and recalling Sisolak. We need to recall all Democrats, too, every single one of them to the Democrat Party. What's your opinion on that?
You wouldn't be able to do that. That is not realistic. I mean, recalling Sisolak is a realistic idea because he is the one that signs off on the bills. He can make it or break it. But
yeah, we need to do that in every state who have Democrats, and then we can go down low to the Democrats and mayors and governors and recall them, and then we can go to higher ground.
That's an idea. Thanks for thinking outside of the box, Neil. You know, it is being tried because Newsom, I believe, was under a recall effort and two other Democrat governors. But see, here's the problem. The country was shut down. And nobody got, I'm not even saying special treatment. Just the ability from that shutdown time to go out that they were shut down and get signatures. Because what I love reminding people about is, remember, we're still in stage two as Governor Sisolak makes up his mind, as he listens to his experts who are experts in nothing. You want to listen to the real experts? Listen to the doctors out there, the doctors who are saying that we as human beings need oxygen. And the worst thing that you can do is to cut us off from that oxygen. Why do people get lightheaded and pass out when they're wearing masks? Because they're not getting the oxygen that they need. And they're going into hypoxia. If you don't believe me, if you don't believe all of the nurses and medical staff, the doctors, the experts. See it for yourself. Go online, go down to Walgreens, go down to Rite Aid, wherever you need to go. And get one of those little finger oxygen sensors. I think they're less than $20. Maybe we should buy some and give them away. You put this little thing on your finger. I have to put it on my toe, actually, because my fingernails are too long. And you just let it sit there. And it registers your heartbeat. And it registers the oxygenation of your blood. And you are supposed to be in a certain range. And as soon as that number falls below that, you are in the range of hypoxia. Get one. Wear your mask. I get it. A lot of people are nervous and they want to wear a mask. That's fine. You have the right to do that. But as you're doing that, as you don't feel good, as you feel tired, I want you to know why. And you can see it for yourself. You don't have to listen to me. You don't have to listen to other people. Look at the oxygen level in your blood. And then make up your mind. Okay, no, my producer just told me you do have to listen to me. So, just kidding. You don't have to listen to me. But at least just, you know, take the advice. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk and text line at 884-9910 and check in with Frederick. Frederick, you were with the BLM last weekend?
I wasn't with the BLM. I was with the folks that were there to reopen Nevada as well as back the blue.
Oh, thank God, because I didn't want to sit here and listen to...
We were standing in our normal spot in front of the legislature, just across the street from the Fox and Firkin and the other restaurant there, holding our American flags and whatnot. And the BLM protesters were further south down Carson. And one of our guys was giving an interview, I believe, to Channel 8 News. And the BLM protesters came marching down the street our direction. And screaming Black Lives Matter, chanting that to the point that it drowned out the interview. And so the interview had to stop. And they came right up to us and continued that. And you know, we countered with statements that all lives matter, as well as truth and justice for all. A couple of mischaracters in some of the media.
Just a couple?
People were saying... Somewhere they were saying, people were saying, Heil Hitler. I didn't hear that from our group. Like I said, we chanted All Lives Matter as well as Truth and Justice for All. So,
well, if somebody did say Heil Hitler, I'm sorry, but it came from the other side because that's what they do. They picture or they paint the right as Hitler, as Nazis, which is just... absolutely ridiculous, as so they paint the right as racists. And they're the ones who think that they can get away with it by shouting things like Heil Hitler and that it makes the right look bad. But people are smarter than that. So did Governor Sisolak went out and took pictures with the BLM people? Did he come over to support the police or opening back up the state?
You know, the photo or the, it looks like that occurred Friday evening when he was out with the BLM protesters. I didn't see him there Saturday. And you can see that he took a photo with three of the main folks that were with the BLM protesters. And if you look through some of the various news articles that you can find out there, such as News 4, Channel 8 News, This is Reno.com, and a couple of others, Sierra Nevada, SierraNevadaAlly.com. There's also a Carson paper that has it, online paper that has it. You can see the three folks that he took the photo with and other photos and videos. They are, there's a gentleman just walking down the street, and one of the ladies confronts him and tells him he can't walk down the street and tells him he has to turn around and go back around. And finally, the sheriff intervened, and one of his deputies or whatever helped let the man pass the protesters. As well, as we were leaving, it was about 2 o'clock or so, and we decided to leave. We'd been there a few hours already ourselves for our protest, and so we crossed the street and passed that walking street between Fox and Firkin and the other restaurant there, and we proceeded to leave. And then you can see photos and video, and those BLM protesters came in there and harassing the people sitting there at Fox and Firkin and the other restaurant eating. And so they were very combative, using lots of profanity. And when we were there, they were using profanity and calling us names such as racists and whatnot. I'd like to say that we were very, our side, the protesters that I was with, we were very cordial, very nice, did not use any profanity, did not call them any names. They were a very angry and mean bunch.
That's what they do, Frederick. These are the same people who, when Maxine Waters was telling people to get up in their face and they were driving people who are Republicans or work in the White House, they were driving them out of restaurants by just screaming at them in public. And that is what the left does. They have no good argument. They have no intelligent argument. So they have to be emotional and just scream in people's places. Now, the other thing that the media has been constantly getting wrong are numbers. You know, they were saying that there was 200 people out there for Black Lives Matter. And I look at the people that are laying in the streets and I see like 40.
Yeah, I counted one of the photos and I could count right about 60. So I would say they had maybe 60, just around 60 protesters.
Yeah, not everybody wanted to lay in the street.
There was a couple that didn't lay in the street.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The sheriff's department and the sheriff moved you guys along to let the BLM members be out there and, you know, be harassing people to the point where they had to shut down Carson Street because they're laying in the street.
Yeah, they didn't have to move us. We were always in our spot. And one of the news articles said that the police escorted us away as we left. And that's not the case. We left on our own. There was no law enforcement nearby that escorted us away. So that was unfortunately misreporting. It's just interesting, though. There's Sisolak taking this photo with these three protest organizers who were really mean to, like I said, the gentleman trying to just walk down the street. They were very combative towards us, using profanity and calling us racist, calling us names, and then confronting and being combative against people sitting in the restaurants eating their lunches or early dinners or whatnot. So just interesting. The same folks Sisolak takes a photo with were the most agitated people in from that side. And it'd really be interesting to see how he feels about their behavior after having taken a photo with them.
Well, we'll never know because unless, you know, you actually are a family member of Sisolak or you work for him, nobody gets to talk to him. He doesn't address anything. And I think he's loving this shutdown because he doesn't have to deal with anybody.
But Nevada's got the highest unemployment rate in the nation because of it. So, yep. One thing I thought I'd add is,
Frederick, actually I got to let you go and I lost track of time here and I need to do a break. So we'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1fmtalk.com.
Thank you so much for the texts and the phone calls. I was just having a little bit too much fun there with Frederick talking about last weekend's events. So, you know, they're going to go on every weekend until we are open up again as a state. Governor Sisolak is keeping us at stage two for no good reason. Absolutely no good reason. Until you start flooding those phones, until you start flooding every phone and email of everyone that works in his administration, we're not going to be open back up. As far as receiving emails, Tracy, thank you so much. I get so worked up and blah, 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 and just start talking. I did on that last break, I did miss, we only have 3 million people here in Nevada. So 3 million people can't be unemployed. 40 million people across the country are unemployed. We have 3 million people here. About 30% is our unemployment rate. When we were what? Down in the fours and the fives and the threes? And now we're up into 30s? It's still a horrendous situation. And again, like I was telling somebody the other day, look at the businesses that got to stay open. Look at the businesses that were raking in the money. The big box stores. The ones that put big dollars into Democrat campaigns that were allowed to stay open. Governor Sisolak says he uses his team of experts. Well, I don't know what they're a team of experts in, but sure as heck isn't about getting this state reopened. He's following the line of Newsom and California. Remember that pact they made? Newsom just declared mandatory masks for everybody in California. Are you going to stand for this? You have to get up at some point. And I hate pointing fingers, but people need to be pointing fingers right now at Governor Sisolak. Get this open. Get us open. Get this state going again economically. We are already looking at, I'm not talking about the deficit that we have now. I'm talking about what we're going to have next year. Probably close to $1.4 billion, if not more, if we do not get this state open now. But I guess he's not worried about that. He's still getting his paycheck. He's still getting his pension. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this Tuesday. Beautiful blue sky outside. A little warm. Whew. Got to get the air conditioner going or something. Hey, log on to 991FMTalk.com as we throw another poll question at you. Should federal authorities arrest and prosecute those who vandalize or destroy city, state, or national monuments? The cost of repairing these monuments, the cost of getting rid of the graffiti, I'm talking on things like the World War II Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial. I mean, these guys are going after the big ones. So far, we're looking at 40% for just a plain yes, and I love this one. Almost 41% for yes, and the mayors and governors that keep letting it happen. So basically, there's just different versions of yes, because this is getting ridiculous. They're tearing down statues of abolitionists, people who freed and abolished slavery. So, it's obviously not about Black Lives Matter. So what is it about? I know we're live and local for all of Northern Nevada, but let me take you over to Germany. If you ever have a chance to travel overseas, take it. But also be careful and watch your surroundings. I've been in Germany twice in my lifetime. Visiting the... You have to remember, this is the old country. These are the countries that have been around for thousands of years. Not like us babies who've only been around for a few hundreds. When we were going through the museums, my husband and I love that stuff. We love history. Especially airline, aviation, nautical. So we always kind of go towards those things. And we stood in one of the maritime sections of like the National Museum. I mean, this is like one of their big ones. And we're going through all of the boats and it's like stuff is missing. It goes from this to this. Where are the U-boats? Where are the, you know, the boats from the military? And we were on a tour of about 20 people. So I asked the tour guide, I'm like, why is this not in there? And if you go to the majority of museums in places like this, they do not display the history of World War II and the Nazi regime and Hitler. It's just not there. They don't talk about it. And this is something that actually comes from the government. So as statues are being torn down of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, all of these amazing historical figures here in this country, and even museums taking out monuments now, Roosevelt and that brouhaha at the National Museum. Guess what still stands in Seattle? Do you remember when they got money together and they bought that statue that had been removed in, where was it? I forget what, was it actually Russia? The statue of Lenin that still stands in Seattle today. Yeah. That's what's going on here. That's what you're seeing. Time for the monuments to racists, anti-Semites, fascists, anti-communists, and other relics of the past has clearly passed. That is what the leader of the Marxist-led party in Germany just said. And that is what's happening here in this country. They just erected a new statue of Lenin. I know you don't want to believe it. I've tried to ease you into the fact that this country is already a socialist country. They've nipped at us and taken and taken and taken until people didn't notice. It's what the universities were teaching, the professors. People are screaming, defund the police? No. My mantra would be defund the universities. the universities who are silencing conservative voices and giving bullhorns and preferential treatment to domestic terrorist groups like Black Lives Matter, Antifa. No, no, we criticized that one boy who was out at that march in, what was it, Charlottesville with the tiki torch, and we villainized him. Yeah. That one kid. And yet the universities embrace safe spaces, no freedom of speech, taking down professors who even on their social time or social media denounce Black Lives Matter. They want them fired. They want them out. And what do the administrators do? They just do it. Because they want to make the left happy. Why do they want to make the left happy? Because the left is loud, obnoxious. They've got money behind them. And they just want it to be over. Well, guess what? It's not going to be over. So the right has to be loud, has to be obnoxious, and has to stand up to this. Thank you so much to Frederick, who called earlier and said, we weren't the ones screaming. We weren't the ones using profanity. We weren't the ones causing a scene. But until you stand up to these fools and show them that you're not going to just lay down in the street like they do, maybe you have to do that. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Vance this morning. He wants to talk about monuments. Hi, Vance.
Okay, not so much monuments. All right. You mentioned Germany and how over there in their museums they have no mention of basically of World War II. All right. Here in the U.S., there is a bit of German technology in Chicago at the Museum of Science and Industry. Do you know what that is?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay.
We got other calls coming in, Vance. You got to be quicker.
All right. U-505. U-505 was the only only German submarine captured intact, and it was very, very well kept secret that we had captured it. And after the war, the captain of the U-boat and Dan Gallery, who my father was on his security force when we were stationed in Puerto Rico, Dan Gallery fought tooth and nail to have that submarine rebuilt when the Congress critters wanted to scrap it. That is technology. That is history. And I'm waiting for these turds to demand that that submarine gets scrapped. We will lose more history.
And
if anybody wants to, okay, there's a documentary on the capture of the U-505 on YouTube, as well as a segment of Victory at Sea covers it.
That's what they want. They want the erasing of history, Vance, the dismantling, erasing, because they want to rewrite history, and they are not going to rewrite it, in fact. Vance, I got to let you go, but send me that documentary, and I will make sure it gets posted. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with David. David says, be careful what you wish for. David, that's awfully cryptic.
Well, no, I believe strongly, and we've all learned that lesson in life. And if these people want to take over and have these autonomous zones or CHOP or whatever the case may be, I believe it should be treated with the be careful what you wish for theory. I mean, okay, fine. You can do whatever you want in that zone, but we have the right to control the perimeter. You go in, you don't come out. Don't ask us for help, and because that's what you wanted. If you want to go to the doctor, you want to go to the store, you need police help, too bad. Be careful what you wish for, and we'll see how long that lasts.
You know, I'm right there with you now, David. I like that. I've had people send me texts and emails about, why don't we just carve out one state for them? You know, pay people to leave, we'll make one state autonomous. And I said, hey, why do we have to do that? We got countries that they can be. Let's bring the airline industry back by giving, you know, paying for all these airline tickets and shipping these people to Cuba, Venezuela, and letting them enjoy their lives under the type of society that they want. And then just leave the rest of us the hell alone.
And there's actually a precedent or a way of doing it. It's called quarantine. Hey, you guys are going around without masks in groups and gatherings. Guess what? We're putting up a police perimeter, and you're all quarantined for 14 days. See how you like it.
I like that. Antifa and BLM have now been quarantined. David, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate your time. And Gino, real quick, we've just got a couple of minutes left for you. What's up?
Hey, Monica. You know, the Civil War started, everybody says Fort Sumter, but Fort Sumter actually was an island, Charleston Harbor, and it was blockaded. Lincoln said, I'm going to resupply the troops. The South did not let them do it. Then they began attacking. But you can look back and say, we were actually at war before that. John Brown, Bloody Kansas, the Compromise 1815. It was a long time coming. I think that's where we are now. And I don't know this capital zone, autonomous zone. I like the meme that goes around of Joe Biden saying, oh, I'm here. And he's in front of an auto zone. He goes, there's no photographers here, though. You know, I mean,
I haven't seen that yet.
I'll send it to you. But my point is that we want to think we're not in a civil war, but we are. And I want those of us who are right minded. You have a window of opportunity now, because it doesn't matter who wins the election in November, the second week in November, there's going to be protests that make this look like nothing. If Trump wins, hang on to your hat, because these people are going to go ballistic. If Trump loses, hang on to your hat, because the other side is like, okay, we've had it. We've dealt with this. I'm afraid we're there. And so let's get ready, folks. Pay attention. Cooler heads prevail. But be paying attention to the signs and be ready.
Yep, be ready. Gino, thank you so much. That is exactly the truth. That John Kerry, Mr. Logan Act himself, Iran, just wait. Yeah, there's a comment he made about on Twitter that said, you know, Biden's supporters are going to create a revolution after, you know, if he doesn't get elected. And all I could think is, yeah, and Trump supporters are going to also start that revolution if he's not elected. So we are in for a very, very rocky road between now and November and even afterwards. So just pay attention. I know sometimes you don't like to, because you think it's just all rhetoric. It's one side against the other. It's getting overblown. But as Gino said, we have worked up to this point. We are waiting now for another shot heard round the world. And that is not advocating violence. That is advocating preparedness. We'll be back after this as we wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Is FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you were with me today, and I said were because it's time to wrap everything up. 10 to noon every weekday. We stream live at 991fmtalk.com, and of course, we have our poll question there as well. If you'd like to answer today's poll question, so do you think that the feds should actually step in and arrest these people that are tearing down or defacing the city, state, and national monuments? Yeah, pretty much different forms of 100% yes. So there you have it. At least my listeners that are participating in this are tired of this garbage. And we have to take our cities and we have to take our streets back. And I did not realize this. Thank you for who sent me this. Germany prohibits actually the sale of anything World War II related, especially uniforms, pins, medals, and helmets. Collectors and history buffs can be arrested for possession of any Nazi items. This is what happens when you are not allowed to remember history. It doesn't matter if you win or you lose. If you lose, you embrace what you have changed, because change is important. For us to come together and make things better for everybody, we have law enforcement to protect everybody. And when that low level of a few gets going and their voices get out there, it's just complete destruction of society. So let's counteract that. I'm not going to go as far as Marianne Williamson and just love everybody, but I do love you. Thanks for being here. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.